Hi, this is Mark Stein. Welcome to a special audio extra edition of our Song of the Week, concluding a month of celebrations of the life and lyrics of Johnny Mercer.
I remember you. You're the one who made my dreams come true. A few kisses ago, I remember you. You're the one who said I love you too. I do. Didn't you know?
We remember Johnny Mercer, born 100 years ago. We've been remembering him all this month at Stein Online, looking at a lot of great songs. Hooray for Hollywood, Blues in the Night, One for My Baby. Look on this special audio edition as One for the Road. A few postscripts to the subjects we've been discussing in the course of the month. We'll hear some Johnny Mercer saloon songs, Johnny Mercer by the Seasons, Johnny Mercer for the Birds. That's how most of us remember that song, I Remember You, as a beautiful romantic ballad. It was written for a now-forgotten 1940s movie called The Fleet's Inn, starring Dorothy L'Amour. And the director of the movie, Victor Schertzinger, is the guy who wrote the tune for that song. He was the director of the picture and the composer, and they did a pretty good job on I Remember You. But if you happen to have been in a discotheque in Bolton or Manchester or many other parts of the British Commonwealth in 1962, or indeed in many parts of the United States, you'll know that song in an entirely different style, thanks to an Australian yodeler. And no, that's not a misprint. I don't mean Austrian yodeler, as in Lonely Goat Herd and all that kind of thing. An Australian yodeler called Frank Ifield and his number one version of Johnny Mercer's beautiful ballad.
I remember you. You're the one who said I love you too. Yes, I do. Didn't you know? I remember too a distant bell and stars that fell like the rain out of the blue. To recall the thrill of them all, then I will tell them I remember you.
I remember you. That's Frank Ifield, and that was one of Britain's first ever million-selling records. It was huge. In fact, do you know the first ever Beatles album to appear in the United States was not a Beatles album, but was a Beatles Frank Ifield album. The thing said, presenting Britain's two biggest pop stars. And half the songs on the album were by the Beatles, and half were by Frank Ifield. And it contains a very famous misprint on the sleeve, because the record company announced that they were very pleased to present this copulation. And when you've got Frank Ifield and the Beatles on the same album, presenting a copulation pretty much sums it up. Johnny Mercer loathed that record. It made him a ton of money, but he hated it. And as he famously said, who needs it? But when you write a standard song, that's what happens to it. It wiggles free of its creators, and people do it in all kinds of styles. When Slim Whitman heard Frank Ifield's version, he made a yodeling version of I Remember You. And so the song is known to one group of people as a beautiful, classy romantic ballad, and to an entirely different set of people as a kind of country yodel song. It pops up from time to time in that context. I think in a horror film from a couple of years back, House of a Thousand Corpses, they did it in the country yodel style. And as the rock era advanced, that became more of an issue for the guys who'd written the Great American Songbook. A couple of people have written to me in the last few weeks saying, I love it when you play these Johnny Mercer records. He's such a great jazz singer, such a great blues singer, has a real feel for it. Did he ever sing rock and roll? And there's a kind of answer to that. This is really the closest he got to rock and roll. Bear with me for a moment. In the early 1960s, he and Bobby Darin went into a studio and revived an old 1920s novelty number called Who Takes Care of the Caretaker's Daughter While the Caretaker's Busy Taking Care? It's a key question.
Who takes care of the caretaker's daughter while the caretaker's busy taking care?
Careful!
Gee, oh gosh, oh gee. That's really what worries me.
I see.
I know the caretaker, he must take care while he's taking care. She's alone somewhere. But who takes care of the caretaker's daughter while the caretaker's busy taking care?
Okay, you get the idea. Well, they didn't just do the original 1920s lyric. They wrote additional chorus after additional chorus. Who makes time with the timekeeper's daughter while the timekeeper's busy keeping time? And getting wackier and wackier from there.
Who gets tents with the tent maker's daughter while the tent maker's busy making tents? Of course, I'm talking about Omar Khayyam.
Yeah, well, that's exactly who I am.
Didn't recognize you without your shirt on. And you know Papa Khayyam, he must make tents while he's making tents. Tell me who's making sense.
Yes, who gets tents with the tent maker's daughter while the tent maker's busy making tents?
Rocks for the rock roller's daughter while the rock roller's busy rolling rocks. Just a twang in his guitar.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And being most rectangular.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now we know that the rock roller must roll rocks, but while he's rocking and rolling, who supplies her yachts? Who rolls rocks for the rock roller's daughter while the rock roller's busy rolling rocks?
Who rolls rocks with the rock and roller's daughter while the rock and roller's busy rolling rocks? And those yeah, yeah, yeahs are as near as Johnny Mercer got to singing rock and roll. But he did have a couple of rock and roll hits. There was a fashion at this point in the 1960s, as demonstrated by Frank Ifield and I Remember You, for taking standard songs and doing them in a contemporary style. For example,
Who's Rushing? Where angels fear to tread. And so I come to you, my love, my heart above my head. Though I see the danger there, if there's a chance for me, then I don't care.
That's Ricky Nelson. And as with I Remember You, there's a whole bunch of people for whom Fools Rush In means Fools Rush in that style. Here's the song revived by the 1980s new wave band, Bow Wow Wow.
Fools Rush In, where wise men never go. But wise men never fall in love, so how they snow. When we
I think Johnny Mercer would have put that in the Who Needs It category, along with Frank Ifield. But that's what happens to really big songs. They break the bounds and they go off in all kinds of weird directions. Here's how Fools Rush In sounded 40 years earlier. Music by Ruby Bloom, words by Johnny Mercer.
Fools rush in where angels fear to tread. And so I come to you, my love, my heart above my head. Though I see the danger there. If there's a chance for me, then I don't care.
That's an historic moment. The Tommy Dorsey Orchestra, New York City, March 29th, 1940, and their new boy vocalist, in his second month with the band, is going into the studio to record his very first Johnny Mercer song. Frank Sinatra would sing Johnny Mercer songs for the next 5.5 decades, and we will hear his last great Johnny Mercer recording before we're done today. Sinatra used to use Fool's Rush In as an example of how to sing, as an example of how to tell the story. As far as he was concerned, he liked to say, the story is in those lines. Fools rush in where wise men never go, but wise men never fall in love, so how are they to know? But most singers, including some of the ones we heard a little earlier, chop it up. Fools rush in, pause, where wise men never go, pause, but wise men never fall in love, pause, so how are they to know? Pause. But if you do it that way, Sinatra used to say, you kill the story, you don't follow the story. So if you listen to him, this is Frank 3 years after the Dorsey recording, doing the song again, this time as a solo singer to an Axel Stordahl arrangement. He's taking little mini breaths here, but he's telling the story. And listen to this beautiful trick right at the beginning that he picked up from Tommy Dorsey's trombone playing, where he connects up the end of the previous phrase, the word of the previous phrase, to the first word of the next phrase without taking a breath. Young Frank, 1943, just beautiful.
If there's a chance for me, then I don't care. Where wise men never go, but wise men never fall in love, so how are they to know?
Indeed, and that's something to keep in mind when you're writing a love song. Fools rush in where wise men never go, but wise men never fall in love, so how are they to know? The lyric writer has to express love, not mount an intellectual argument or an explanation for it. And it's important to remember that distinction. The greatest lyric writers aren't mounting an argument for romance. They're expressing it. That said, of course, fools rush in where angels fear to tread is a line that comes from Alexander Pope. And if I remember from my school days, from his essay on criticism. If that seems a kind of highfalutin provenance, at the other end of the spectrum, here's this. Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer sitting around in a room together, working on a new song, and Harold Arlen plays the first few bars, and Johnny Mercer goes, "I'm gonna love you like nobody's loved you," and Harold Arlen goes, "Come hell or high water?" "Of course," Mercer says. "Why didn't I think of that?"
"I'm gonna love you like nobody loved you, come rain or come shine. High as a mountain and deep as a river, come rain or come shine."
That song stayed in Sinatra's book right to the end of his life.
Great song by Harold Arlen, Johnny Mercer, orchestrated by Don Costa. I love to sing this song. Great song. This is for you. "I'm gonna love you like nobody's loved you, come rain or come shine."
Here's a song Sinatra made 3 recordings of within the space of 5 years, a song by Ruby Bloom and Johnny Mercer. This is the best known version, Billy May's arrangement for the album Come Dance With.
Day in,
day out. Same old hoodoo follows me about. Same old pounding in my heart whenever I think of you. And darling, I think of you day in and day out. Day out, day in. I needn't tell you how my days begin. When I awaken with a tingle, one possibility in view, that possibility of maybe seeing you. Come rain, come shine, I meet you, and to me the day is fine. Then I kiss your lips and the pounding becomes the ocean's roar, a thousand drums. Can't you see it's love? Can there be any doubt? When there it is, day in, day out.
Okay, that's one way to do day in, day out. And I guess one theme of this audio edition of Song of the Week is that songs of different lives, whether you're doing I Remember You as a ballad or you're yodeling it, whether you're doing Fools Rush In as a great love song or you're giving it that rock and roll gloss that Ricky Nelson did. That's Sinatra swinging day in, day out with Billy May. Here he is 4 years earlier, 1954, with Nelson Riddle.
Then I kiss your lips and the pounding becomes the ocean's roar, a thousand drums. And you see that it's love. Can there be any doubt? When there it is, day in, day.
That's Sinatra's second bite at Day In, Day Out with Nelson Riddle. Less than a year earlier, he'd gone into the studio with Axel Staudel and made this gorgeous arrangement of the song.
Same old hoodoo follows me about. The same old pounding in my heart whenever I think of you. And darling, I think of you day in and day out.
Can you believe that? They kept that in the vaults for 34 years, I think. They released it in the late 1980s. A beautiful version of Day In, Day Out, Sinatra with Axel Staudel. Now, I don't want to get too precious about this. He was happy to swing Day In, Day Out, happy to do it as a ballad, happy to do it with bongos on TV. I remember seeing him on one of his very last tours, in which Day In, Day Out was included in a Sinatra medley by Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet, and he just jumped in on the song and did all these vocal fills just to kind of have a bit of fun with Edie Gourmet on the song. So we don't want to get too precious about it. Here's a Johnny Mercer song he wrote with Hoagy Carmichael that Sinatra just took a crack at, didn't have any particular investment in it, but it's the fact that it's sloughed off that I rather like about it. In the cool, cool, cool of the evening.
In the cool, cool, cool of the evening. Tell him I'll be there in the cool, cool, cool of the evening. Better save a chair when the party's getting a glow on. And singing fills the air in the shank of the night when the doing's all right. You can tell him I'll be there.
We'll come back to Sinatra's greatest recording of a Johnny Mercer song a little later. In the cool, cool, cool of the evening, Frank didn't get to all the lyrics there. How about this verse? We said the bumblebee, let's have a jubilee. When said the prairie hen, soon. Sure said the dinosaur, where said the grizzly bear, under the light of the moon. How about you, brother jackass? Johnny Mercer loved writing about animals, but beyond writing about our four-legged friends, he especially loved writing about birds.
Ooh, Mr. Meadowlark, we've got an awful lot of serenading to do.
Who to?
Ooh, Mr. Meadowlark, I'm just a city slicker, and I'm counting on you. She's got a country guy who whistles. My whistle is thin, ain't it a sin? So when I begin, that's where you come in. Oh, you're hep and you're hard, Mr. Meadowlark. Now, if you should cop a gander when I'm kissing my chick.
Look her.
You won't look.
Needless to remark, I'm gonna have the decency to exit.
Do, do.
But quit.
And how about this little fella? Back in the 1930s, Bernie Hanigan came to Mercer with a real swinging tune. And to Johnny, it reminded him of the birds he'd listened to back when he was a kid in Savannah. But he had a brilliant idea. He and Hanigan concocted a kind of hipster song in which all the cool birds criticized this bird for being the square bird.
I was talking to the whippoorwill. He says, you got a corny trill. Bob White, what you gonna swing tonight? I was talking to the mockingbird. He says you were the worst he's heard. Bob White, what you gonna swing tonight? Even the owl tells me you're foul, singing those lullaby notes. Don't be a bring down if you can swing down. Give me those high notes. There's a lot of talk about you, Bob, and they're saying you're off the car. Fake it, Mr. B, take it. Follow me, Bob White. We're gonna break it up tonight. And one, that's another half chorus that goes, old Papa Redbird, who is the head bird, said you were in there swinging. Even the jackdaw flew out the back door, bucking and winging. You instigated such a swinging gig that all them quadrupeds want to dig. Here come the moose and elk, and there goes Lawrence Welk, Bob White. We're going to break it up tonight.
And there goes Lawrence Welk. Here's Johnny Mercer's biggest bird song. This was a toughie. It took him a year to crack the code of Hoagie Carmichael's tune and come up with this lyric.
Skylark, have you anything to say to me? Can you tell me where my love may be? Is there a meadow in the mist where he's waiting to be kissed? Oh, Skylark, have you seen a valley green with spring where my heart can go a-journeying over the shadows and the rain to a blossom-covered lane?
Johnny Mercer's song Skylark. Let's come down to earth a bit And here's Mercer himself with his composing partner Jean DePaul demonstrating a song for Seven Brides for Seven Brothers all about the mating season.
Oh, the barnyard is busy in a regular tizzy, and the obvious reason is because of the season. Mom Nature's lyrical with her yearly miracle. Spring, spring, spring.
All the hen folk are hatching while their men folk are scratching to ensure the survival of each brand new arrival. Each nest is twittering, they're all babysittering. Spring, spring, spring.
It's a beehive of budding son and daughter life. Every family has plans in view. Even down in the brook, the underwater life is forever blowing bubbles too.
Every field wears a bonnet with some spring daisies on it. Even birds of a feather show their clothes off together. Sun's getting shinery to spotlight the finery. Spring, spring, spring.
Johnny Mercer was a lethal song demonstrator. There he is with Jean DePaul and Spring, Spring, Spring. And what comes after spring?
The summer wind came blowing in from across the sea. It lingered there to touch your hair and walk with me. All summer long we sang a song, and then we strolled that golden sand. Two sweethearts and the summer wind.
Johnny Mercer through the seas. Spring, 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 the summer wind, and then.
The falling leaves drift by my window. The autumn leaves are red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands.
Spring, summer, autumn. Johnny Mercer never wrote a winter song. He always wanted to write a great Christmas standard and never pulled it off. But he did make a fine record of this Yuletide hit. Spring, summer, autumn. Here's Johnny Mercer in winter.
Sleigh bells ring.
Are you listening?
In the lane.
Snow is glistening.
A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland.
Johnny Mercer in spring, summer, autumn, and winter. What he really liked was autumn. And autumn came early in Johnny Mercer's life. If you had to sum up a song that embodies his catalogue as the years go by, it would be this one. And if you had to pick a line, it would be the first line of this song, to a tune by Ralph Burns and Woody Herman. When an early autumn walks the land and chills the breeze.
When an early autumn walks the land and chills the breeze and touches with her hand the summer trees, perhaps you'll understand what memories I own. There's a dance pavilion in the rain, all shuttered down, a winding country lane. Frosty window pane shows me a town grown lonely.
An early autumn walked the land and chilled the breeze in Johnny Mercer's catalogue, really from a relatively early age. He became, in a way, obsessed with the elusiveness of love, the fleetingness of time. And nobody really knows why. Was it the booze? Was it the marriage? Was it just that sense that writers have a lot of the time of the years passing and slipping away? But the melancholy and the wistfulness brought forth some of his best songs. Here's an English lyric he wrote to a French tune that sums it up.
And sometimes I drink too much with the crowd, and sometimes I laugh a little too loud. My head may be aching, but it's unbowed. And sometimes I see it all through a cloud. Of the apple trees and the hive of bees, where we once got stung. Summers at Bordeaux, rowing the bateau, where the willow hung just a dream ago, when the world was young.
Peggy Lee's lovely record of Ah, the Apple Trees, When the World Was Young. I've written in several of the essays this last Mercer month about Johnny Mercer's drinking problem. He was not a pleasant drunk, he was a mean drunk, and you didn't want to be with him after the booze sank a little below the 2-inch mark on the bottle. He was not a pleasant man. He was capable of bawling out close friends, insulting his wife, abusing his wife from the stage sometimes, if he happened to be round a piano and singing, and he was a little the worse for wear. But he was self-aware enough to put some of that into some of the best saloon songs ever written.
Drinking again, thinking of when you loved me, I'm having a few and wishing that you were here. Making the rounds, accepting a round from strangers, being a fool, just hoping that you'll appear.
Isn't that a great lyric? And how about this one? One of the last songs he ever wrote at Sinatra's request in 1973 with Jimmy Van Heusen.
It's like singing to empty tables or a gallery full of ghosts, or like giving a great big party where nobody shows but the host.
A gallery full of ghosts. At the end of his life, there were a lot of ghosts in Johnny Mercer's life. And his all-time greatest saloon song, as we subsequently discovered, was written for the gal that got away, for Judy Garland. This is, as Sinatra always said, the all-time greatest saloon song. Sinatra's first recording didn't quite nail it.
It's 2:45. There's no one in the place except you and me. So set 'em up, Joe. I got a little story you ought to know. We're drinking, my friend, to the end of a brief episode. Make it one for my baby and one more for the road.
That was Frank's first bite at One for My Baby. A decade later, in the 1950s, he went into the studio again with Bill Miller and made this song his own.
I got the routine, put another nickel in the machine. Feeling so bad, can't you make the music easy? I could tell you a lot, but you've gotta be true to your code. Just make it one for my baby and one more for the road.
Self-pity is one of the least attractive qualities in any song, and it's something that lyric writers should avoid. But what Mercer did brilliantly in that song is to take the stereotypical bore, the guy sitting at the bar who's been there too long and had more than one too many and wants to bend your ear, and bore the bartender into the ground and stay till it's way too late and have one more for the road and keep telling the same old sad, sad story that nobody else cares about. And what Mercer does so brilliantly there is to take the stereotypical bore and make it a real compelling narrative. He couldn't tell anyone about his affair with Judy Garland, so to write it out of him, he found a perfect form. He wrote, in effect, a song in which a guy promises to tell you a little story and never actually tells you the story. It's all just images, and at the end you really don't know anything about what happened, who the girl is, what's going on, but you know that he's been through the mill and he's told you his tale. Sinatra recognized that song as a masterpiece long before anybody else did, and it's because of Sinatra we know the song. And as the years went by, his introductions to it used to get a little more Baroque, used to get a little more Rococo, used to use the outre slang in ever more parodic ways. But then the song would begin, and he would always be true to the song.
I've been called a saloon singer for a lot of years now. And with your kind permission, I would like to do something that I think is the daddy of saloon songs. This song was written to Jenny Mercer, Johnny Mercer and Harold Arlen. And it simply tells a story of sadness, frustration, tears, alimony. And very simply, if you've never seen me or heard me do one of these songs, they tell a story about a poor soul whose chick has split and left him sitting in a small room somewhere on a side street for about 4 or 5 nights in a row. And he's out of it completely at this stage of the game. Most unhappy. So he decides that maybe if he took a walk, he might be able to get back and mingle again with humanity. Talk to somebody. It's 2:45. There's no one in the place except you and me. Set him up, Joe. I got a little story you ought to know. We're drinking, my friend, to the end of a brief episode. Make it one for my baby and one more for the road.
We've spent a lot of time with Johnny Mercer this last month. And given his own fondness for the bottle, this seems the song to conclude with. Let's go out with Sinatra's last great performance and his 1990s duets album. Their original plan, when they put together this project, was to ask Carly Simon to duet with him on One for My Baby. Now, at the time, Carly Simon happened to be involved with Mothers Against Drunk Driving, and she didn't think it would look good, so she declined. And for once, thank God for political correctness, because in order to fulfill the nominal title of the album, Duets, they got Kenny G to do some syrupy instrumental version of All the Way, and they stuck it on the front of what you're about to hear. But the real duet that's going on here is between Sinatra's longtime accompanist, Bill Miller, and the singer. And it really is one for the road, one last great performance. Bill Miller at the piano, Frank Sinatra singing, music by Harold Arlen, lyrics by Johnny Mercer. His was not a long life, he did not live his 80, so we're drinking, my friend, to the end of a brief episode. But this one is for the long, long road. Here's to the next 100 years of Johnny Mercer.
Well, that's how it goes. And Joe, I know you're getting anxious to close. So thanks for the cheer. I hope you didn't mind my bending your ear. But this torch that I found, it's got to be drowned, or it soon might explode. So make it one for my baby and one more for the road. That long, man, it's long, it's a long, long, long.